Connecticut real estate market continues to boom. We're going to tell you exactly where it was booming in each individual town. You're listening to Real Estate Radio, Byron Lazine, One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate, along with Pat Kenny from Barnum Plans. PK, what is up, brother?
What is the good word, man? I'm excited to see. I saw the article you shot over. I was like, ooh, going to go. I feel like this is going to be a real estate laden real estate radio, which... I gotta tell you, we don't always do. To be fair, sometimes we get a little loose with it. But I like the stat shows, I like numbers.
Yeah, this is a really good map we're going to be referencing here. You've heard me, Pat, bash Wall Street Journal a number of times. Okay,
and subsidiaries. You like to like get into like Mansion Global. Like you like to just go everywhere.
Well, they deserve it.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
But here's the thing. We have a local news outlet that actually referenced the Connecticut MLS, the smart MLS, which is what I was begging Wall Street Journal to do in my bashing of them. It's like, go to the source, get the accurate information. Don't go to Redfin. So we're going to go through and dig through the numbers town by town. I was actually, even though I know the numbers, Pat, to see it on this map and to see it exactly laid out in front of me, town by town, in the way they did it, it was eye-opening a little bit. There was some, you know, this is single-family homes we're talking about, but there was some instances where I was like, oh, wow, that was a little bit more even than I thought.
I think credit where credit is due. I mean, this is, it's a tremendous amount of data to sort through and sift through. So, you know, credit to the MLS, obviously Smart MLS, the one that you referenced, you know, all the charts and the graphs and the stats. But to your point, yeah, the way this is laid out, you know, the increase year over year, I think really helps us kind of quantify what happened in 2020. I mean, we've talked about it on the show. I've seen all the rest of the content that you guys have produced. Like, but to see this, you know, pick a zip code and here's the difference year over year really helps, I think, kind of crystallize some of that. And it's kind of cool because, you know, to the point that we've talked about more and more on the show, the whole New York exodus and those kind of things, when you do see this map, you know, there's some things that jump off the page a little bit that kind of keep you in that same frame. But I'm excited to kind of dig through this a little bit. I think it's going to be pretty interesting, man. There's definitely some cool stuff. And back to your point, I'm glad they used the real source. Like, we didn't just go onto the internet and like just get internet data. I mean, I'm sure it was accurate-ish, but why not get it from the place that produces the data? Why would you ask from somebody else? I just don't understand.
Well, that's the thing. Redfin is very misleading because they're not breaking it up this micro. They're not breaking it up town by town. They have their own Redfin regions. And so then Wall Street Journal, not being local, right? Just being some college kid, you know, working, you know, probably graduated from Harvard and now, you know, working in the big city, New York City, doesn't even know these towns in Connecticut, certainly not local. And so you're getting national, you know, data from Redfin and you don't understand the town. So then when you go write these articles, you have no idea what you're talking about when somebody highly educated in real estate reads through that.
I mean, you and I, as lifelong Connecticutans, didn't know what they were talking about. Things like Bridgeport Metro, that just, we couldn't find any data to figure out what towns that actually included or what that meant, other than that was the region they called it. And that's a little frustrating, but I think I'm excited about this one. I'm glad that you shared this with me because I think this is going to be much more interesting. Plus, I got to see, I don't know, there's at least 15 or 18 towns on this map of Connecticut never heard of. Never, ever heard of. Not even on the list of random little town things that you and I have done where it's like, you know, best places to retire to. What's number 147? No idea where some of these places are. So I'm excited to have a little bit of reference on this. And I'm also excited that you got it working. Proud of you right now.
The town, I got the Facebook Live working. Is that what you're talking about, Matt? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've got the Facebook Live. So if you want to actually see this map that we keep referencing, you'll be able to jump over to facebook.com/oneandcompanyrealestate. We'll flash it up there at some point. But Pat, the number one town, I never even heard of the number one town that in terms of the most sale increase by percentage for single family homes in 2020 was Warren, Connecticut, a 213% spike.
They are the top of the benchmark. If you look at the scale, 213, that's them. That is them. I have no idea. I think I've only ever heard of Warren in conversations that we've had. Not even like, you know, we do the top 10 places to retire or top 5 places to raise a family that we've done in Connecticut more than once. Sometimes these little towns, these little villages make their way into that list. I mean, the only thing that I know about Warren is that it's next to Kent and Litchfield, which are two places that I just happen to know. But I have no idea. You're right. I would have to purposely drive to Warren, I think. I don't think it's a place you find by accident.
Yeah, I mean, Warren is on the far left side of the state, but it's north. Like you said, it's going up into Litchfield County. It is in Litchfield County. And so Warren, must be a really small town. It only saw 47 homes sold, but that was compared to 15 in 2019, which calculated out to a 213% change in single family home sales. The entire left side of this map. And you know what? I will flash it right now here for our Facebook peeps. You can go over to Facebook.com/ One and Company Real Estate if you want to chime in there. You can see Warren right here, Pat, up in Litchfield County. And this entire left side of the map, the west side of Connecticut, Fairfield County, and then all the way up to the northwest corner, had the biggest increases by far in single-family sales in 2020. I mean, listen, I work the shoreline, you know, Milford, Bridgeport, all the way to Stonington, everything in between, up the 395 corridor, up north of New Haven. I mean, that's the One and Company region right there. And we've been really busy seeing record sale prices, but nothing like what Fairfield County saw in 2020. Nothing like the increases by percentage that Litchfield County saw. That entire left side of the map is crazy.
I mean, going all the way up, there's one town that had a drop in sales year over year, and it's 6%. So it's not like we're talking. And it's 33 to 31 homes, so it's not like it's a huge deal. But everything else is all just influx of people.
When you go to Fairfield, the town of Fairfield, 42% jump. Westport, 79% jump in single family home sales. Norwalk, 29% jump. Darien, 58% jump. Stamford, 25%. And Greenwich, a 51% jump. That whole entire section there, you can go to New Canaan, which is just off of the shore, 57% jump. Wilton, 67. Weston, 82%. Easton, 42%. That whole little, what do they call that? The little neck? There in Connecticut, it's like a little turkey neck. That little.
I feel like anybody who lives in the turkey neck probably wouldn't love us calling it a turkey neck.
You know, the little Fairfield County section there of Connecticut. Huge jumps. I mean, the lowest was Stamford, which has a lot of sales. 943 homes were sold in 2020 compared to 757 in 2019. That was the lowest jump. Everything else is like, the Norwalk was 29, but everything else was over 40%. A lot of them over 50%. Crazy, crazy numbers. But when you go from Bridgeport, which was basically flat, it was 2% difference in single family home sales. But you go to like Milford to Stonington, that stretch of the shoreline, it was steady increases in the amount of single family home sales. But I just, based off of what we saw last year, I thought it was more significant. You know, some of these jumps, they really range from about 10% to the highest being 29% in any given town. So more modest jumps in the amount of sales along the shoreline. There was very low inventory, Pat, but we did see sale prices go through the roof. I mean, upwards over 20% in most of these towns. When we come back, We're gonna ask you some questions on what you think for our towns in New London, Middlesex, and New Haven County. What you think the highest jump was for those three counties? And we're going to give away some Martin's money. What do you know? We're going to give away some Connecticut restaurant gift cards. When we come back, you're listening to Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk.
time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those.
Real Estate Radio, we're giving away Martin's money. We've got gift cards to Sneakers Cafe and to Brewitt City Pub in the JC, and we're going to give you a gift card if you can answer some questions for us. We're going to start with New London County. Which New London County town saw the highest increase in sales for single-family homes in 2020 from 2020 to 2019? Which New London County? We'll start there, then we'll go to Middlesex, then New Haven. So we're going to give away three gift cards to one of your favorite local Connecticut restaurants, courtesy of Service Station Equipment. Which New London County town saw the biggest increase in single-family sales in 2020 in comparison to 2019? 860-464-9490. You're listening to Real Estate Radio with Byron Lazine and Pat Kenny. So, PK, were you surprised when you saw the New London County winner?
It's actually kind of funny because I was going to ask you what your gut reaction on that was. I think based on what we've talked about the drivers for relocation, especially in the last year, have been, I'm not as surprised. Had you told me that in 19, right, non-COVID kind of some of those drivers, that would have taken me, I think, a little more back. But given what we have talked about on the show more than once about what people were looking for, especially people that were leaving the major cities, I think this kind of makes sense, you know, especially if you're going to go back a little, up one or two towns from the shoreline. I think that this kind of makes sense, right? There's a lot going on.
Ooh, there's a big hint you just snuck in there, Pat.
Listen, I want to give away everything this week. I think it needs to happen. I think it needs to just go down three cards. I want to do 30. I want to give away as many. So I want the listeners, the 94 Niners, as Jill calls them, to have a shot at this.
That was a big hint. Geographically speaking, that Pat slid in there. 860-464-9490 is the number. Call in, and if you can guess which New London County town had the highest increase in sales, we're going to take as many calls as we can. We want to give away three gift cards to your favorite local Connecticut restaurants, courtesy of Martin's Money and Service Station Equipment on this show. So 860-464-9490 is the number. All you got to do is guess the New London County town that had the highest increase in single-family homes.
It's a nice town. It's a lovely town. What did you think? Would that have been where you went? If I posed that question to you, is that your go-to kind of response based on, I mean, you're in it every day. So you're seeing all of this volume and you're seeing all these transactions. Does that surprise you a bit?
A town very close to that. So, and I'll give away a hint here. There is a town close to it, East Lyme. I would have not have guessed East Lyme because East Lyme always has a lot of sales. So I know there was an increase there, a steady increase. But I would have guessed another surrounding town to East Lyme as opposed to the one that won. So there's a big hint right there. We're just really teeing people up to call in and get this right. 860-464-9490. Which New London County town saw the biggest increase in sales? We're giving away gift cards for courtesy of Martin's Money and Service Station Equipment.
I think it's going to surprise some people. I mean, I feel like I'm comfortable saying that, unless you're in the area. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop pontificating for a second. We have Ann from Gales Ferry already on the line, locked and loaded.
All right, Ann, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, Ann. Do you have a guess for us?
Hello.
Yes, Ann. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Ann, are you there, Ann?
Can you hear me?
Annie, are you okay?
I mean, I can hear you. I hope you can hear me. Chris, get Ann straightened out here. Can Ann hear us or what?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Barely.
All right. Well, what's your guess? Because we can hear you. Go ahead. Go for it.
Is it Waterford?
It
is not Waterford. It is not a shoreline town. Not Waterford. No, Waterford had a 15% change. This town actually had a 62% change. Let's give you one more shot.
Okay. Ledger?
It is not Ledger. Ledger had a 8% change in home sales, but good guess in Ann. Stay in line. Chris will get you hooked up with the newsletter and maybe another future chance to win.
Good guess in Ann. Stay in line, Chris.
Ooh, we're starting to narrow it down for the other listeners. We're giving hints.
Okay, lots
of hints. Taking towns off the table. I hope people are paying attention because I think this is I think we're going to surprise some people. I really do.
It is not what you would consider a direct waterfront shoreline town in New London County, so you can take those off the table. In fact, since we're taking those off the table, Pat, we can give out kind of those numbers there. Waterford, good guess, but again, Waterford, similar to East Lyme, has been pretty steady over the last number of years, so they had more of the steady increase. What did we say they were at? They were at 15%, where East Lyme was also at 15. So nice pops, right? East Lyme went from 239 single-family homes in 2019 to 276 in 2020, and Waterford 312 to 358, so both of them there on a 15% increase. New London was flat, 181 to 181 homes. Groton 5%, 367 to 387. Stonington 235 to 260, an 11% jump. Old Lyme, this is the one I would have guessed, Pat. Mm. Is Old Lyme?
Yeah.
160 in 2019 to 196. It was a 23% jump, but well off of the, you know, the clear winner in New London County at a 62% jump. But it's in that vicinity of Old Lyme, you know, somewhere north, maybe north, northeast even of Old Lyme.
Let's see. I mean, I don't know how much more we can give Pamela at this point. Let's see what Pamela from Groton has to guess.
Pamela, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Do you have a guess for us?
Yes. I was thinking of Basra.
Ooh, not Basra. What did Basra come in at?
Actually, I'm sorry, Pamela, I hate to be the one to tell you this. It's okay. One of the few that went the wrong direction.
Oh. Okay.
Basra, it was actually, now don't worry, wow. It's only 27 down to 23. It's a 15% drop, but it's not like, you know, it's not a giant volume drop.
Four less homes than single family than they did in 2019. All right, so we're going to give you another guess because we gave Ann two guesses.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You're
and
in
take
the neighborhood.
Guess. You just got to go maybe a little west.
Salem.
Pamela, what a great guess. Phenomenal guess. Are you feeling good today? Are you feeling lucky?
Yes.
Because you are the winner. Salem. And it's not a 62%. I'm sorry. It's a 64% change in home sales. Salem is the clear winner for New London County. In 2020, there were 74 homes sold compared to 45 in 2019. Pamela, you are headed to, where do you want to go? You want to go to Brewitt City Pub in JC? Phenomenal food, by the way. Or do you want to go to Sneakers Cafe in Groton? Also great food.
Groton.
All right, you're going to Sneakers. Have you been?
No, I haven't.
Go get the Annie's Reuben. I love the Annie's Reuben. If you like pastrami, Martin's favorite is the shrimp scampi. Hold the scampi. They've got really great dishes there. You will enjoy it. Pamela, you are heading to Sneakers in Groton. Makes sense because you live in Groton. So stay on the line. Chris will get you hooked up.
Okay, thank you.
We do like to spread the love up to the JC, but that's asking a lot. We got a Groton gift card.
I see that now. She's from Groton. So that's okay. That one makes a lot of sense.
It's all right. I mean, that's kind of bananas. 64%. I mean, total volume is still, I mean, it's, what they do, 74? But a 64% jump, that's a lot. I mean, holy cow. What was the next? I think there was one town that was close-ish, right? That was,
So Preston saw a 44% jump, 55 to 79. East Adam is getting into Middlesex. Lyme saw a 27% jump. And that's Middlesex there. So Preston was number two at 44%.
Yep.
North Stonington, 23%.
think Norwich even had a pretty strong showing in the positive for Norwich. I was pretty excited about that.
Yeah, Norwich was a 16% increase. That is 450 single-family homes sold compared to 388 in 2019. We went over this on another show. The growth Norwich has had in the last couple of years, I mean, they fell so far down, but it's been really positive.
I think volume-wise, Norwich is pretty clearly the leader, I think, right? I mean, in terms of total transactions.
Yeah.
The next closest is Groton, it looks like, with like 380-something. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, on single-family homes, for sure. Yeah. Lisbon saw a 5% drop, just three homes there, 59 to 62. I really consider that flat when you're talking about three homes.
Yeah.
Sprague was the other one that dropped, and that's an 18% drop. So 40 homes in 2019 to 33 in 2020. The G Town, Griswold, 9% change, 141 to 154. So
awesome. Yeah, Franklin got one more on the board. Nice. 4% increase for them. One extra transaction. I like it.
All right. When we come back, we're going to give away a gift card on the towns in Middlesex County. So get your Middlesex County towns figured out. All right. If you're unaware what those are, go ahead, Google them. And we're going to give away a little bit of Martin's money when we come back. You're listening to Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. Company at William Ravis Real Estate, Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans. You're listening to Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now, Stimulating Talk. We've already fired out one gift card. We threw out a sneakers gift card to Pamela in Groton. Congrats, Pamela. And we've got plenty more where that came from. More Martin's money to give away on the show. 860-464-9490 is the number. The next gift card going out is going to be whoever can guess which Middlesex County town saw the highest increase in single-family home sales from 2019 to 2020. Which Middlesex County town? Salem, of course, was the winner in New London County at a 64% increase. This particular Middlesex County town saw a 55% increase. That was 92 homes sold in 2019 to 143. Which Middlesex County town is that? If you can guess, 860-464-9490. We'll give you a gift card to one of our great local Connecticut restaurants, courtesy of Service Station Equipment.
I think this one, without giving too much away, I think I feel like is less surprising to me. I kind of get the sense something along the lines of this would have been the winner in most of these counties. If that helps give it away a little along the lines in these counties.
That was a sneaky hint.
That was a stealth one.
You got to be really paying attention to get that one, Pat. Pat, while we wait for the calls, 860-464-9490, you can call in and start lining up so that you can guess and get your gift card. Before we do that, Pat, I am going to get into our one and company at William Ravis Real Estate Rewind of the Week. And you can find all of our blogs and our rewinds at blog.oneandcompany.com. You can also visit oneandcompany.com for any of your real estate needs. All right, One and Company, we had 6 new listings, 10 properties go under contract, and 7 closings. That is from the week of March 4th to March 10th. Our new listings, 82 Wakefield Road in Brantford. That's an $850,000 listing. We also listed 135 Ramsdale Street in New Haven for $185,000. Pat, this property over 90 showing requests.
What? Come on.
92 showing requests over at 135 Ramsdale Street in New Haven. It was on for 185. It had many offers. It is now under contract. It's not included in this under contract list that I'm about to go through, but it just happened. So there you go. 340 Colonial Road in Guilford. Nicole White has been posting about this on Instagram nonstop. It's not too late. It's not too late. It is too late now. It was a $775,000 listing in Guilford we put on this week, already under contract. 38 Marina Court in Meriden. Beautiful Colonial on for $459,000. 38 Marina Court in Meriden on for $459,000. Looking for some commercial property with potential for some apartments. 27 York Street in Guilford on for $540,000, close to downtown. And also a Lee Bar listing, 98 Peck Street in Norwich on for $195,000. That just came on and just went off because that one went under contract, I believe, yesterday or the day before as well.
Wow.
All right. Additional under contracts in the last week for One & Company. We had under contracts in East Hampton, Woodbridge, Guilford, Hamden, North Haven, Madison, Wallingford, Guilford, Madison, and Groton. And then closings for One & Company. We had closings in North Branford, Montville, Branford, Adam, West Haven, Madison, and North Haven. That is your One & Company at William Ravis Real Estate Rewind. For the week, we have a couple of open houses as well. We have open house today until 1 o'clock, Pat. We have 35 Cedar Road open until 1 o'clock. But you know what, Pat? It wouldn't be right for me to just say Cedar Road and not say the town. Would that be ludicrous?
I mean, that would encourage a lot of visits to random Cedar Roads.
Go to Theater 35 Cedar Road in Clinton, Connecticut. This is a brand new listing that didn't make the new listing rewind. Came on, I believe, yesterday or the day before. So this open house will be very active up until 1 o'clock. It's on for $315,000. 35 Cedar Road in Clinton. 4-bed, 2-bath home. 35 Cedar Road in Clinton, Connecticut, very close to the Middlesex County town that won the gift card giveaway. That's $315,000. I would run to that open house before 1 o'clock if you're looking for a 4-bed, 2-bath along the shoreline in Middlesex County. $315,000, 35 Cedar Road in Clinton. We also had 41 Bushy Hill Road come on the market, piece of land in Essex. That's at a 12-acre piece if you're looking for some land in Essex. All right, and the other open house we have is tomorrow, 12 to 2, 66 High Street in downtown Guilford. Award-winning Horton Group development. There's 3 units left in the LEAP building. It broke every single New Haven County record last year. 3 units left, luxury living, 66 High Street, 12 to 2 tomorrow. That is your One & Company Rewind and open house list for the weekend.
Excellent. We got 2 on deck. Take a shot at this Middlesex County. Chris, why don't you get Peter from Uncasville through on here?
Yes. Hello. How you doing today?
Good, Peter.
Yes.
Do you have a guess for Middlesex County, Peter? Which town saw the highest increase in sales from 2019 to 2020 for single-family homes?
I am going to call it East Hampton.
Ooh.
I like the guess. I like where you went with that. We've been giving everybody 2 guesses. It's not East Hampton. It is a town along the shore. So we're going to give you another guess. East Hampton, by the way, 42% change in home sales from 182 in 2019 to 258. But we're going to give you one more guess, Peter.
Okay, it's got to be Old Saybrook.
Now, Old Saybrook is always so active that Old Saybrook was basically flat, 4% change. 185 to 192, but you are getting really hot. But Peter, we can't give you more than 2 guesses because that would be unfair to Christina, who is from Old Saybrook. Peter, thank you for the call. Christina, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. Beautiful day today.
Yes, very beautiful. Every day is a beautiful day, though, when you live in Old Saybrook. How long you been in Old Saybrook?
40 years.
All right. I don't know if you were able to listen to Peter's guess. He guessed Old Saybrook. He also guessed East Hampton. So those two are out. What is your guess?
I'm going to guess Killingworth.
Ooh, another great guess. Killingworth saw a 51% change in home sales from 75 in 2019 to 113. The particular town that won saw 55%. So that was the second highest. What would be your guess? I'm going to give you the hint here. It's along the shoreline, and it's very close to you. So,
yes.
So think shoreline
two
towns.
Choices. I'm going to go with Westbrook.
And that's your final answer, right, Christina?
Yes.
All right, you've got it. Westbrook had a 55% increase, which saw 92 sales in 2019, up to 143. Your neighbor to the left, Westbrook, had the most single-family home sales, or I'm sorry, the highest increase in single-family home sales. So, Christina, stay in line. We're going to get you a gift card. We'll give you a gift card somewhere in Middle Sex County, since that's where you live, courtesy
Thank
of
you.
Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. Christina, stay on the line.
Thank you.
A strong showing from Middlesex County. Like the increases here, town over town, you know, Westport, Killingworth, Haddam, East Hampton. I mean, big, even East Haddam, like big numbers. 25, 29s, 40s. I mean, these are just solid. And of course, Saybrook and Chester kind of just hung out.
It was nice to see East Haddam. Obviously, we have the Fox Hop Yard development in East Haddam become very attractive over this last year. And that, you know, that's that whole section there, like you said, Durham, which Durham is getting over to New Haven County. But that whole rural section, Durham, Haddam, East Haddam, Salem, which goes into New London County, of course, in the winter there, Killingworth, East Hampton, like Peter had mentioned, Marlborough saw a huge jump at 39%. Hebron, 52%. So that whole section, Colchester saw an increase, but more flat. There's always a strong desire for Colchester.
River Valley just had a really strong showing. I mean, it just really did. The whole stretch, either side of the river.
If you notice too, Pat, if you look at this map, and we'll share it again on Facebook right now, because I do want... You know, when you look at the map, this one thing becomes very obvious. The left side of the state, the entire left side. So if you were on the border to New York, people were border hopping into Connecticut in 2020. Then the other section that is really this dark green, Pat, the River Valley, but the Route 9 corridor.
Mm-hmm.
The Route 9 corridor was extremely dark green because people were probably... popping out of Hartford a little bit, even though Hartford saw an increase in single family homes. So that's not necessarily true, but maybe buying some second homes. I don't know, but Route 9 and the New York border for sure were the hot spots in Connecticut. We come back. We've got one more gift card to give away courtesy of Service Station Equipment. Stay with us. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. So 464-9490 is the number. We decided during the break, you can always check out the behind the scenes over at Facebook.com/One and Company Real Estate. That's O-N-E-A-N-D Company Real Estate. Go follow us on Facebook. You get to see all the behind the scenes when we go live on this show every Saturday, of course, at 11 a.m. But we decided during the break, instead of having, you know, we're up against the end of the show here. So instead of having people guess every single town in New Haven County, 860-464-9490, all you got to do is call in and guess which town along the shoreline in New Haven County saw the highest increase in sales from 2019 to 2020. That's sales for single family homes. So your options, if you're not familiar with the map, would be Milford, West Haven, New Haven, East Haven, Branford, Guilford, and Madison. Those are your shoreline towns for New Haven County. Madison, Guilford, Branford, East Haven, New Haven, and West Haven and Milford. All right. Orange kind of is close, but they're not, they don't have any waterfront there. So those are your options.
They just get boxed out by Milford and West Haven.
Yeah.
Like they want to be waterfront, but they're just.
They're the closest one that's not waterfront.
That's very true.
So 860-464-9490 is the number. Call in and guess which New Haven County shoreline town saw the highest increase in sales by percentage. That particular town had single-family homes sales at 376 compared to 295. That's where my Connecticut residence currently resides, PK. Just a little fun fact for you.
One of the things that's very interesting to your to one of the points you made before was is it's a lot more subdued. The growth in the jump in activity here is a lot more mellow than it is in other parts of the state. It doesn't mean it's slow. It's just slower from 19 to 20 in terms of the jump, but still like super solid. But I think it just kind of speaks to those are, that's a pretty desirable area to be, I think, even year over year.
Well, and the shoreline towns didn't see these huge, huge jumps for a couple of reasons. There's less homes available to sell.
For sure. Okay? Yep. Makes sense.
And I mean, during what we experienced in 2020, if you had one of these shoreline towns and you want to enjoy, like especially in the summer, being outside and all that kind of stuff, you didn't want to give up that property, right? Or there was such an extreme demand for them to rent out, and Airbnbs came back and all of that. So, but here's the thing: more homes sold in basically every single shoreline town than they did in 2019. But what was astronomical is the price appreciation, 20% or higher in mostly every single shoreline town for single family home sale prices. So, and I've been saying this over and over again, if you're thinking about selling this spring or starting to get to that tip of the iceberg moment, I think we're actually there for, if you're talking or thinking New London County, Middlesex County, or New Haven County. You want to chat about that after the show, text me at 860-941-2755. Of course, if you want to get a gift card, the number to call in is 860-464-9490. And we have Maria from Norwich on the line. Maria, how are you?
Hi, Byron.
Hi, Maria.
My guess is I have a couple. But Guilford, I'm thinking.
Guilford was not the winner there. So that was a really good guess. And Guilford saw a 15% change in home sales from 313 to 361. Since we're only doing the shoreline towns, Maria, we can only give you one
Byron,
guess. But that was a good guess.
Thank you.
Thanks, Maria.
Good.
464-9490. Maria was very, very close to the actual winner. Which New Haven County shoreline town saw the highest increase in single family home sales? Again, those towns would be Milford, West Haven, New Haven, East Haven, Branford, Guilford was guessed and is out, or Madison. Those are your options along the shoreline in New Haven County. 860-464-9490. And depending if you're from New Haven County, we'll get you a gift card there. If not, we'll get you a gift card close to wherever you are located, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist.
I said the winner's got a pretty hefty. I mean, there's one close other town, but then their lead is pretty solid over the rest of the contenders here on the shoreline in New Haven County. Yeah, they're all in the green, which is good. But that's a pretty big jump there from. Even just like, I mean, just unit-wise, the fact that there's that many, like for me, the fact that there's 376 homes that transacted in that town, just based on the size of that town, it's actually pretty surprising to me.
The only town on the entire shoreline that saw a slight drop, and it was a 2% drop, was Bridgeport. 2% change in home sales, 716 in 2019 to 702 in 2020. But remember, Bridgeport is the one where I went crazy on this Wall Street Journal article that said that they had an over 45% sale price appreciation, which was not true. Bridgeport actually saw a 20% increase in sale price appreciation, just about 20%. I can bring up the exact number off the MLS. I just looked it up the other day. It was about 20%, and I have it kind of ingrained in my head because of this silly Wall Street Journal article. But isn't that interesting, Pat, that there was actually less home sales, a 2% drop, basically flat, 702 to 716, or 716 to 702, rather, but that the appreciation in price went up 20%. That's how much demand there is from the buy side. If there were more homes available in Bridgeport, you might not have seen the price appreciate as fast as it did, but there would have been more sales, is my point.
I'm with you. Let's see what Bob from Groton thinks about our shoreline numbers increasing here. Bob, you still there?
Bob, what do you got?
Brantford?
Oh, good guess. Good guess. It is not Brantford. I would have probably, not knowing the numbers, guessed Brantford myself. Brantford was just a modest 6% change in home sales, 267 to 283. Good guess, though, Bob. We've got
Irvin.
Irvin from Clinton. Irvin, how are you?
Hello.
How's it going, Irvin?
Doing good. How about you?
Doing good. What's your guess?
It's my phone here. Hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. My guess is Madison.
Final answer, Irvin?
That is my final answer.
All right. You got it, brother. Madison is correct. Madison saw a 27% change in home sales. In 2020, there were 376 single family homes sold compared to 295 in 2019. The sale price is appreciated up over 20% as well for the median and above that for the average. So, Irvin, where do you want to go? You live in Clinton?
I do live in Clinton, yes. Yeah.
All right. What do you say we keep you in Middlesex County? Maybe the Essex restaurant. They've got a whole food hall there going now. They've got tacos and fried chicken and brisket sandwiches. Delicious food. Have you ever been over there?
I have been to where in Essex?
It is in Ivoryton, but it is called the Essex Market.
I haven't been there.
All right, well, you're going to be heading there, so stay on the line, Irvin, and we will get you hooked up with that gift card. Congrats,
Thank
brother.
Thank you.
Across the street from the cheese shop, also a good spot to stop. Go see our buddy Colt and his crew up there that are just talking about, you know, innovating and adjusting and adapting. Guy embodies adapting. He makes Bear Grylls proud. Improvise, adapt, and overcome. That guy, Cole Taylor, up there and his crew.
Shout out to Colt, friend of the show, of course.
Classic. I miss Colt. I go see him from time to time. I'm going to make my way back up there. Hang out with you.
It's going to be hard from Jupiter, Florida to go see him, but you can FaceTime him.
It's true. I'm not sure he'd answer. I feel like he wouldn't be. He's too busy. He's got like 11 restaurants going inside of his one space right now that he's all over the map.
That's right. So, PK, anyone that's got some questions about planning for the future, I know there's another big, we didn't even get into the stimulus check, so people are going to have some more money. Maybe they just want to invest that. Maybe they want to start planning for their future. Where can people get connected with you this week?
Safest space is always Barnum Plans, B as in boy, A-R-N as in Nancy, U-M, like Barnum & Bailey Circus, plans.com. Probably the easiest place to find me, or you could just shoot me a quick email there as well. Pretty easy. Just my first name, last initial, pkenny@barnumfg.com. Always around, though. I think the website's usually the safest and the simplest. You never know where emails go nowadays, but we should be good. And you can add to my social media clout. I'm all about that. Now you can follow me at I am Pat Kenny, K-E-N-N-Y, no extra E. But yeah, that's it, man. We'll talk about the markets again. We'll do that.
We definitely will. Maybe even next week. And
yeah, we'll try.
And I'd encourage you, if you are getting a stimulus check, invest it. Don't waste it. Go hit up Pat Kenny at barnumplans.com. If you've got any real estate questions, if you're thinking about selling your home, I encourage you to put that plan into motion right now. If you don't know where to go, I've got options for you. You can text me directly, 860-941-2755. That's 860-941-2755 if you are thinking about putting your home on the market. And if you want to get into real estate, jump over to realestateagentscholarship.com. I am paying for your school, for your license to get in the game. Now is a better time than ever. Pat, great show. Appreciate you, brother.
Always.
All of our callers, thank you. Congrats to all the winners of Martin's Money, courtesy of Service Station Equipment. Chris, great show. You're listening to 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. We'll see you next week.